Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. As state revenue continues to come up short, Governor Patrick is calling for a series of mid-year budget cuts. He says immediate action is needed to address a $540 million budget gap. Some cuts the governor can make on his own. Others are subject to approval by lawmakers. WBUR's Steve Brown reports on where the cuts are planned.
Right off the bat, the governor is slashing $225 million, or about 1% from agencies that fall directly under his control. He doesn't need the legislature's permission to make these cuts, which include 700 new positions that are being eliminated and will not be filled. The governor says while the cuts are serious,
I don't think it's a cause for panic because we have a plan. And I think we're going to need our colleagues in the legislature to join us in getting this plan in place.
Specifically, the governor needs the legislature's okay to make $9 million worth of cuts to unrestricted local aid and another $25 million cut to the budgets of the state judiciary, constitutional officers, and other non-executive departments. He's also asking the legislature to allow the state to take $200 million from the Rainy Day Fund to help shore up the shortfall. The moves are needed because state revenues that were projected about a year ago are falling behind those projections. And, says the governor, one of the main reasons for the shortfall is the uncertainty over the fiscal cliff negotiations in Washington.
Uncertainty is the reason so much capital, has remained on the sidelines. There are people who see a certain amount of commercial activity and they're ready to start hiring. They don't want to make those decisions until they have a better and clearer understanding of what the future of the economy will be, and the future of the economy is affected by those talks in Washington.
The reasons for the shortfall are of little solace to those that will be affected by the cuts. Jeff Beckwith of the Mass Municipal Association says local communities will have a hard time even dealing with a 1% cut.
Unrestricted local aid is used to fund school budgets. It's used to fund public safety. It's used to fund public works programs and general government services.
Beckwith says communities have already figured out their budgets based on the full amount of local aid, and the cuts will destabilize those budgets. State budget officials have seen revenues fall behind benchmarks ever since the fiscal year began in July. On the positive side, revenues in November were actually ahead of expectations, but not enough to cover the previous month's shortfall, prompting the governor to call for the cuts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.